Good morning, church family. The reading this morning is John chapter 14, verses 15 to 31. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave.
So this week, we're continuing our series on the Holy Spirit by considering the Holy Spirit as Comforter. In our scripture, we see how the Holy Spirit brings peace to a troubled heart. So for me, I've titled this sermon, Troubled Hearts to Lasting Peace. Troubled Hearts to Lasting Peace. We all face troubles. Every one of us knows what it means to be troubled. Crises that shake us overnight. A phone call we weren't expecting. A diagnosis we didn't want to hear. A relationship that suddenly breaks apart. Other troubles are quiet. They sit with us. Anxiety we carry into work. Worries about our children. Questions about the future. Fear that no one else sees, but we feel every day. And we often come to church carrying these things. We sing, we smile, but beneath the surface, many hearts are restless, uncertain, and tired. I'm very conscious this morning that there are members of our congregation who are troubled, who are facing things And I pray, whether you're watching here now, whether you're watching online, or whether you're in the creche, because we feed through the creche, wherever you are, maybe you're watching it now or here with me now, but then you watch it later in the week. I pray that this would speak to you. Because I tell you, we are all troubled. We are all troubled. If we're honest, one of the hardest parts of trouble is not just the situation, it's the feeling that we are facing it alone. Because we all think, well, nobody else is troubling with this. They've all got it sorted. Reality is, none of us have got it sorted. And that is exactly where the disciples are in John chapter 14. Jesus has told them that he's leaving. Sorry, what? Leaving? You've just sort of started. That one of them is going to betray him. What? Another's going to deny him. Everything that they thought stable is now uncertain. Their teacher, their leader, their friend is about to be gone. Their hearts are deeply troubled. And into that moment of fear and confusion, Jesus speaks these words. They are not only for them, but for us today. I pray that we would see that, that we wouldn't just think, well, that was great for them, it's not for me. It is for us. He says, a promise spoken to troubled us. If you love me, you will keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. Jesus begins this conversation by acknowledging their pain. He does not dismiss it. He does not shame them for being afraid. Instead, he gives them this promise. I will send you, or my Father will give you another advocate. Jesus knows they cannot face what is coming on their own. That they cannot face what is coming on their own. So he promises them another advocate, another helper. Isn't that a relief? And it's interesting, he says another, which means so there was another helper. Another means there was one before, and the one before is Jesus. So Jesus is an advocate. But they are sending another, the Holy Spirit. The word Jesus used here is parakletos. It means one who is called alongside, a comforter, a counselor, a defender. If you know Jesus and you've called Jesus into your life and the Holy Spirit is with you, you've got a defender. Amen? Amen. Amen. We have a defender. I am not facing things alone. And that's the problem. The devil goes, you are. Well, you are. You're on your own. But we are not. We are not left alone. They fear his absence. But he promised them his presence in a new and more powerful way. The Holy Spirit is not a replacement for Jesus. He is the continuation of Jesus' presence with his people. And notice, the promise says, He will be with you forever. Not temporarily. Not only in the good moments. Not only when we feel strong. But forever. Because we're weak individuals. Jesus knows the deepest fear behind their trouble. So he names it directly. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. An orphan is potentially someone without protection, without guidance or belonging. And many of us can know that feeling. Not necessarily because we lack family, but because trouble makes us feel exposed, vulnerable, and alone. But Jesus says, that will never be your story. The Holy Spirit is not distant or occasional. Jesus says he lives with you and will be with you. He lives with you and will be with you. This is one of the most powerful promises in Scripture. God does not walk beside us. He dwells within us. When you feel overwhelmed, the Spirit is present. I feel overwhelmed at times. Every day. Some of us wake up and immediately feel overwhelmed. If that's you, I would encourage you to go to Scripture. I will not leave you or forsake you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Jesus says, that will never be your story. Because he's not distant or occasional. He lives with you and will be in you always. When you feel overwhelmed, the Spirit is present. When you don't know what to do next, the Spirit is near. When your words fail you in prayer, I've had times like that. The Spirit intercedes. How reassuring is that? To know that even when I just cannot, there have been times when it's like, I don't know what to pray. When our brother Niall, some of us will know Niall, what do we pray? The Spirit does. You are not abandoned. You are not navigating life on your own. If you feel that, I want to encourage you. You're not alone. You have the Heavenly Father. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the church community. Which is why it's so good that we gather. So good that we gather. Because we're family. And we're guided from within. Jesus continues, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all these things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Verse 26, that is. How encouraging that the Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said. Jesus said an awful lot. More than's written down in the Bible. Because it tells us that. The disciples are confused. Soon they will be afraid. Later they will be scattered. But Jesus assures them that the Spirit will guide them. Teaching, reminding, strengthening. The Spirit teaches, reminds, and strengthens. This is how God works in our trouble. Not always by removing the storm, because so often we think, oh yeah, become a Christian. This is what sort of is sometimes sold. Become a Christian and all your life is easy. Really? Become a Christian and have a comforter. Have one who walks beside, who at points may carry you. But he doesn't go, I'm ironing all of that out. There we are, nice, off you go. No problems ever again. If that's the case, I'm in trouble. But I don't believe that's the case. I believe that what he is that, as Dara said in his testimony when he was baptized, that even in my life, when it's rubbish, I can, Jesus is there in it with me. He's in the mess. Because it says, isn't it, Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. He stepped down. The message says, come, stepped into our neighborhood. And so Jesus said, well, I've given you the Spirit. Doesn't mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory. But it does mean we have someone who is there going, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Following Jesus has always involved stepping out. One of our, we've got this, the new vision, and we've got four themes, and one of them is stepping out. For the disciples, trusting Jesus' words is, in this moment, meant stepping out into uncertainty. They did not yet understand the cross. We are privileged because we know the end of the story. They didn't at that point. You're going to, what? They were uncertain. They could not imagine the resurrection. They had no clear map of what life would look like without Jesus physically beside them. Yet Jesus was preparing them to move forwards, not by giving them all the answers, because that doesn't help. If you know all the answers, you have to try and work them out some ways yourself. But by giving them the Spirit. Stepping out in faith does not mean stepping out alone. It means stepping forward, trusting that God goes with us. So often we hesitate because we want clarity before obedience. We want assurance before action. But Jesus offers something better than certainty. He offers presence. The Holy Spirit enables us to take faithful steps even when the path is not fully visible. As a church, stepping out might mean saying yes to do something now God is calling us to. As individuals, it might mean a conversation we've been avoiding. A decision we've been delaying, or a step of obedience we've been afraid to take. The good news is this. We do not step out relying on our own strength or confidence. We step out guided from within, led by the Spirit of Truth, who walks with us and lives in us. There's that illustration when you talk about Paraclete. This idea of a large boat and a small boat. I want you to imagine a large ship approaching a harbour. And some of these ships are massive. That's not a bad sized cargo ship, I don't think, but I know that there are some bigger ones. If you like cruising, there are some big cruise ships. And harbours are not the biggest things. The ship is massive, strong, powerful, built to carry great weight. But the harbour is narrow. The waters are dangerous. The captain cannot see every obstacle. So a small boat comes alongside. The small boat knows the waters. It moves close. It guides the ship safely. It guides the ship safely through what the ship could never navigate alone. The large ship does not lose control. It gains guidance. It doesn't lose control. It gains guidance. And this is a picture of the Holy Spirit. We are like the large ship. We have responsibilities, decisions, and burdens. We move forward, but we cannot always see clearly. It's only in hindsight sometimes, isn't it, that you go, oh, wow, look, that's what happened. The Holy Spirit is like the small boat, quiet, close, steady, not forcing, not shouting, but guiding. The Holy Spirit is like the small boat, quiet, close, steady, not forcing, not shouting, but guiding. And when we trust that guidance, we arrive safely where God intends us to be. And maybe that's something that some of you need to think about. The gift of peace. So we've got troubled hearts. But the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, offers peace. What a relief. Amen. Jesus speaks words that meet the deepest need of a troubled heart. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. You see, the world's peace depends on circumstances. If things improve, peace comes. If trouble returns, peace disappears. Because there were moments in a day when you feel like that. You think, something's coming. And then things improve. You think, oh, okay, fine. And then something up, and it comes again. So that's sort of the world's peace. Jesus' peace, a peace that remains, even when answers are incomplete. A peace that steadies us when fear tries to take over. A peace that flows from the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. For my son, a muslin cloth was a comfy. His lum-lum offered him peace. But when he couldn't find it, boy did we know. World's peace. God's peace. The Holy Spirit. The Comforter. I would ask and encourage you all to be mindful of that. Be mindful of the Holy Spirit. Allow him to draw close to you. And that is why Jesus can say, do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Not because trouble is unreal, but because God's presence is real. Not because trouble is unreal, but because God's presence is real. So what's our takeaway for when we face troubles? Because we all do, and we all will. And actually, I can guarantee this week you are going to probably feel some real bad troubles, some of us, just because when we start talking about things like this, the enemy will go, aha, I'm not good at that. I'm not having that. These people have been encouraged to know that there is peace in a troubled heart. Whack! Because that's what happens. We are in a battle. There is a spiritual battle going on. And when we try to stand up for God, the devil, the enemy, doesn't like it. But the truth is that Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Because he sent the Holy Spirit. We all face trouble. That is part of being human. But we do not face it alone. We do not face it alone. The disciples begin this chapter confused and afraid. They end it with a promise that would carry them through the cross, the resurrection, and into a spirit-filled life of courage and peace. And that same promise is for us today. When your heart is troubled, remember, you are not an orphan. You are not abandoned. You are guided, comforted, and held by the Spirit of God. When your heart is troubled, remember, you are not an orphan. Repeat that. You can say, I am not an orphan. I am not abandoned. I am guided, comforted, and held by the Spirit of God. So let us trust the Comforter. Let us follow his quiet guidance. And let us receive the peace that Jesus gives. A peace that the world cannot give.